News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia's leader once again vowing to use nuclear weapons if his country is threatened.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Vladimir Putin has made similar nuclear threats.
Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict. It is Russia that brutally invaded Ukraine without provocation.
President Biden insists he will not send American troops to fight in Ukraine, something Mr. Putin says would justify considering nuclear weapons. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Putin is expected to win a fifth term in this weekend's elections in Russia. The House passing a bipartisan bill to limit or ban access to TikTok in the U.S. Lawmakers say the China-backed company poses a national security threat. The Senate will vote next. In Southern California, heavy rains leading to more mudslides and landslides. This time, three homes in Sherman Oaks near L.A. are sliding. And the biggest snowstorm in Denver could dump up to a foot of snow there. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today, talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare in Milwaukee.
They're going to say, look, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we want Congress to actually move forward on. And they won't, but he can say, this is what we're trying to get done and deliver for you.
Reporter Karen Travers on the road with the president. Wisconsin state education officials are thinking of letting local school districts choose when they start the school year. Under the current rules, schools can't start earlier than September 1st in Wisconsin, but more and more local schools each year are asking the Department of Public Instruction to start earlier. There's an online public hearing on the proposed rule change on the 25th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Chester Bowl has received a significant donation that will help the organization expand and renovate the Tom Storm Chalet. According to a Northern News Now report, Chester Bowl officials announced an anonymous donation of $50,000, matching their donation to the chalet renovation project. In total, public sources have donated around $740,000 to the renovation project. The total cost is expected to be around $2.7 million, with officials looking for outside funding for the rest. The sale of multiple homes in Duluth's Park Point neighborhood to a billionaire has drawn the attention of residents and local officials. According to a Northern News Now report, Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart sent a letter to Kathy Cargill asking what the plans for the land along Minnesota and Lake Avenues is. While Reinhart noted that Cargill is well within her right to buy the land, the letter noted that a lack of housing is a major problem facing the area and losing more residential housing options is not helpful to the city. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers face the Cubs at Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless innings. William Contreras with an RBI and a three-run homer. But the Cubs came back with a walk-off home run from Patrick Wisdom to win 6-5 over the Crew. College basketball, the UWM Panthers losing to the Oakland Grizzlies 83-76 in the Horizon League Championship played in Detroit. Oakland advances to the NCAA tournament. NBA, the Bucks with another blowout loss on the road, this time 129-94 to the Kings, who went right after Damian Lillard. Doc Rivers.
They're going to pressure him and trap him. If we space the floor and move the ball, we work on the drill every day, we should be able to pick it apart. Think about it. If they're trapping Dame, that's Giannis in the middle of the floor. We didn't take advantage of that tonight. We really just didn't move the ball tonight.
How do you feel about the ball handling tonight?
Yeah, we're sloppy. I mean, we really were. It's a sloppy night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight and tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky with lows in the low 30s, highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. Friday, looking like a partly sunny sky and highs into the upper 40s. Windy for the weekend with some rain and snow showers, low 40s Saturday, only low 30s Sunday. Currently 57 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Wednesday edition. 3 hours, I assure you, Dom. Got you right here with me in the Madison Studios, WMDX 92.7 FM, the Devil's Lair. It's going
to
stick.
I'm not I'm calling this place the Devil's yet, Lair. Man. I'm working on it. I'll work up to it.
Yes. Some of us have to work 50% harder than others of us. 3 hours. Check us. In your local listings, 3 to 6 now. In the Madison area, 4 to 6 across the state. Dom, TikTok rots the mind and should be banned. That's what I say.
Really? Do you even have TikTok?
The app do. On we, the Devil's Advocates, are now on TikTok.
We are.
Uh-oh. My understanding, yes.
I'm feeling like the communists are taking over right now just by knowing that.
Our interns have been putting video vignettes of us on the TikToks, Dom.
Are we viral?
The clever stuff. No, I don't think we've gone viral yet. You'd have to have some TikTok followers.
Oh, you need that, huh?
I'm not sure how many we have. I don't actually have access to our TikTok account. The kids didn't think it important for me to get on.
Just leave the old man off of TikTok.
The TikTok. What's the Chinese own this? This is the big problem. And on his way out of Congress, Mike Gallagher, you know, Wisconsin's own, has put forth this legislation, and it successfully passed the House today, Dom.
352 to 65.
Yes. Ban TikTok. That's what the House of Representatives say, and that's a lot of Democrats as well. And I bet a few of them have TikTok accounts. Even Joe Biden is recently on the TikToks. Yeah. So the problem isn't the TikTok per se. The problem is the Chinese ownership of the TikTok. So they're going to try to, force the divestiture of the Chinese ownership of TikTok. But other than that big stack of papers that Donald Trump rolled out on the conference room table, they got no problem with Donald Trump being conflicted all around the world in many different ways. But TikTok, that's got to be banned.
A little bit from the New York Times on this.
Have they heard of the Truthy Socials?
The app has been under threat since 2020, with lawmakers increasingly arguing that Beijing's relationship with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, raises national security risks. The bill is aimed at getting ByteDance to sell TikTok to non-Chinese owners within 6 months. The president would sign off on the deal if it resolved national security concerns. If the sale did not happen, the app would be banned. Gallagher, as mentioned, the Wisconsin Republican who was among the lawmakers leading the bill, said on the floor before the vote that it forces TikTok to break up with the Chinese Communist Party. This is a common sense measure to protect our national security. Alex Hurick, a spokesman for TikTok, said in a statement that the House process was a secret and the bill was jammed through for one reason. It's a ban. We are hopeful that the Senate will consider the facts, listen to their constituents, and realize the impact on the economy, 7 million small businesses, and the 170 million Americans who use our service. 170 million people.
Not us. Although we have an account. Just never been on the TikTok, Tom. I do see people sharing TikTok stuff
all
over
the time
on the Facebook.
Yeah. I get lots of friends share it with me.
Like if I can watch it directly, then I'll watch it. Yeah. But if it takes me to the TikToks, I don't want to give my information over to the Chinese communists.
I mean, is it a national security risk?
What would our novelist friend call them? The Chi-Coms?
The Chi-Coms. If the bill were to become law, it would likely deepen a cold war between the United States and China over the control of many important technologies, including solar panels, electric vehicles, and semiconductors. President Biden has announced limitations on how U.S. financial firms can invest in Chinese companies and restricted the sale of Americans' sensitive data like location and health information to data brokers that could sell it to China. Platforms like Facebook and YouTube are blocked in China, and Beijing said last year that it would oppose a sale of TikTok. It says, TikTok said, it has gone through great lengths to protect U.S. user data and provide third-party oversight of the platform, and that no government can influence the company's recommendation model. It has also said there's no proof that Beijing has used TikTok to obtain U.S. user data or influence Americans' views, two of the concerns lawmakers have cited. Didn't Facebook get their, not hacked, but someone took their data and the whole first election thing with, what was it, the firm?
Scott Walker's data firm, Cambridge Analytica.
Right. So
you need me here to fill in the blanks.
I could Google, but I apparently can't TikTok. I mean, so what are the Chinese going to do with the data that Cambridge Analytica hasn't already done? I mean, really? I mean, my location data, my health data, how is that national security? Now, I get the influence of, the Chinese on social media. I mean, look what we have. Look at
Twitter.
Well,
you work in radio, but what if you worked in Boeing? What if you work for Boeing or a defense contractor or something more important, although very few things more important?
Well, I mean, if you're in radio.
Co-hosted the greatest radio show ever.
You're qualified to do everything.
But what if you had an actual real job that was important?
And
they could track your data, movements.
Okay, and?
Know if you were eating the wrong kind of food or seeing the wrong kind of peoples.
How would they know what food I'm eating or what people I'm meeting?
Well, they probably track you through their...
Yeah. So we're not being tracked now?
Yes, but only for very altruistic reasons. Yeah. I'm sure. When the NSA is tracking us, NSA, I like you. You're good people, no matter what Dom says.
I don't know how I feel about this. I get it. And if you're in, some sensitive industry, perhaps your employer should be the one to dictate whether or not you can use these particular apps on a company phone, perhaps. Well, people do on their own phone.
I would like
on
to
their
dictate
own time.
To you
no.
that you may not use Facebook ever again.
What people do on their own time, on their own phone, and all that, seems banning things seems a little harsh. Now, forcing a sale, again, it doesn't. You want your government telling you you can no longer use. Well, how many people are making money off of TikTok? 170 million people use this platform.
You mean to monetize content creators?
Yes,
if you would,
sure, as one way,
like radio, but for TikTok.
Making money. Right. I don't use it, so it's hard, and I'm not clear that. Just because it's Chinese, quote unquote, owned, it makes it any better or worse than any other. I mean, again, look what happened with Facebook, and all the Russian bots on Twitter. I mean, come on, this is part of the environment we
are in. Elon Musk worries me a little more than the Chinese communists do.
Yeah, so should you force Elon Musk to sell Twitter?
I don't tweet.
Too much.
I leave the tweeting to you.
Primarily. At Devil Radio, folks, you can check it out.
But if there's tweets there,
they're probably
98% are Dems.
Yes, yes. So what do you think? Is this an appropriate role for our government? Are they saving us from the Chi-Coms? Or are they just going to stick it to a bunch of small business owners who and 170 million people who like sending pictures of their cat?
The only reason I use social media is that super strong little skinny guy, Anatoly. I like seeing him prank guys in the gym. Yeah. I'm really in it for Anatoly videos at this point.
New York Times reporting the vote came down to something of a free-for-all with unusual alliances in support of and opposed to the bill. Rep. Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California and the former House Speaker, sat in the chamber nodding along with hard right Republicans like Rep. Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas, as they outlined their support for the bill. At one point, she got up.
He looks like a pirate.
He got up and crossed over to the Republican side of the aisle with Representative Chip Roy, a hard right Republican, who had vocally supported the bill on the floor. Several Republicans and Democrats expressed their opposition to the bill based on free speech concerns and TikTok's popularity in the United States. Some legal experts have said that the bill, if the bill were to become law, it would probably face First Amendment scrutiny in the courts. Representative Maxwell Frost, a Democrat from Florida, said on Thursday that not only am I no, but I'm a hell no. He said the legislation was an infringement on First Amendment rights. I hear from students all the time that get their information, the truth of what happened in this country, from content creators on TikTok. He said he was concerned about Americans' data, but this bill does not fix that problem.
There is a GOP senator being quoted right now over on the Foxy News that sounds the alarm on Chinese migrants using TikTok to cross the border.
How are they?
Is it a navigational tool? I'm not sure. That one seems hyperbolic to me, Dom. That's Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican, if you didn't know. So I've never been on the TikToks. I mean, I'm familiar. I've seen my kids. You know, sometimes they, well, my kids aren't doing the dances, but, you know, it seems like fun. There are these viral trends. You can use what? Real music. They utilize actual music, right? Subscriber stuff you couldn't use. It would shut down our Facebook live
stream. Right, the licensing and whatnot.
They license a certain number of pop songs, let's say, and then the kids can do dances to them or whatever the kids do on the TikTok. If you have a TikTok account, 844-967-2789, we need to be edumacated clearly on this topic. But I'm not sure if I want to be educated on this topic by Congress.
No?
Like, if I am following the lead of Congress, if they are indeed successful in banning TikTok or forcing the divestiture of TikTok, although I do think the government has a role, certainly as a monopoly buster, I think it should be doing that more often. So the government does have a role in regulating industry.
Sure.
But, you know, sounds like you just don't like the Chinese folks. Got to be careful. They own a lot of our debt.
It's an unusually aggressive move for a technology company. TikTok urged users to call their representatives last week to protest the bill. This legislation has a predetermined outcome, the total ban of TikTok in the United States. TikTok has spent more than $1 billion on an extensive plan known as Project Texas that aims to handle sensitive U.S. user data separately from the rest of the company's operations. That plan has for several years been under review by a panel known as the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Two of the lawmakers behind the bill, Gallagher and Raja Krishnamoorthy, an Illinois Democrat, said last week the lawmakers were acting because that investment committee has not solved the problem.
The time has come to ban TikTok. Want to hear from you? 844-96-PARTY.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Want to know your thoughts? 844-967-2789. Congress passed a bill to potentially ban TikTok if it is not, divested from the Chinese, from ByteDance. Some weird, goings on here. Some Dems voting for it.
Politics makes for strange bedfellows.
Apparently, Donald Trump has flip-flopped on this issue. I want to get your take on it. We're not prolific TikTok users.
Okay, boomer.
844-967-2789.
Let's go right to the Lions in our smart audience. Chris from Marshall. Welcome, Chris. What can you offer us on the topic of TikTok?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Sorry. You just referenced Anatoly a little while ago.
Yeah, the powerful little guy that does the prank strength videos. I like those.
Right. That's one of my favorite videos on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
It shows how well I spend my time, Chris, and obviously you got a little time to spare as well.
We got to be entertained, Chris. So what do you think? Should this be banned? Are you concerned about the national security implications, or is this an overreach?
Well, I don't watch it on TikTok. I watch it on Facebook. But I believe TikTok is intrusive. If you look at TikTok in China, it's only educational stuff.
I've heard that, but I haven't even looked at TikTok here in the States, so I got no basis of comparison. What did they play here, Chris, to your perception?
Well, they play people getting mad at video games. They play people getting mad at each other. It's all destructive and intrusive.
But Chris, I've seen like funny cat videos and things of that sort as well. I mean, how is that different from any other social media video product out there? It's not about the content per se, to my understanding. It's about who owns it and the data that it's deriving from its users.
Well, what I have found out is that I like and or subscribe to or follow videos where there's people helping out homeless people.
Nice.
And that is the majority of what I get fed.
Well, Chris, maybe my problem is I mostly like the strong guy, little guy prank videos in the gym. I actually, on my social medias, and I'll occasionally like something, but mostly it's a sympathy like. It's like, oh, there's only three people that have liked that. I feel bad for her, like my kid will post something, I'll see it, and I'll say, oh, one more like, what's it hurt?
Wow, that's a lot of social pressure, man. I mean, thumbs down?
In the whole scheme of things, no, I don't like to let the, they know what I'm looking at. I don't need to thumbs up it. You know what I mean? Like, my personal preferences. They probably track your eye movement. They probably know. 844-967-2789.
Talk about QAnon, man. What?
Young Cam from Nina. You got a TikTok page, I bet.
Hey, Cam.
No, I don't. But I do have a leg in the race. So there's another company out there that I don't think gets talked about too much, but is, I think, bigger than ByteDance, named Tencent. Tencent has a lot of data brokered, a lot of data collection, a lot of the games that are played in the West and in the East have funding from Tencent. So I would not find it hard to believe that they get some of their data from the companies that they invest in, right? So when you, and I might be butchering some of the terms here, but when you're connecting out to the internet and you go click a link, or you're in an app and you click a link, you have a session ID attached to any of the links. You can see, like, at the end of a link, usually it's like question mark, SI equals, and that is a session ID. I think that's how they use to tell who made the link originally. So, like, if you share a link from Spotify and you share it out to someone else, and then now that someone else is going to get recommendations based off of the links of the people that they keep clicking, right? Because they're like, oh, well, they're basically building, like, a profile on you. So the whole China doing this thing, I don't like TikTok at all. I think it's brain rot, but the argument that they're making is very poor, and it's just going to push more younger people to use VPNs. And I already know that people like Crenshaw, I believe Crenshaw, wants VPNs to be illegal, and that's just not possible. You can't. It's not doable. It's a fool's
errand. Meaning hiding where you're originating from. You could tell them, I'm in Ukraine. We got a buddy. We call him the Ukrainian, and he sometimes listens to our show from Kiev. Or at least that would be what he tells the computer through moving his VPN. VPN is just basically what you tell the world where you're watching or listening from.
Yes, and they're very, very cheap to get. And some of them are even free, but those free ones are not great because they're just making you the product and selling your information. They're funneling it through themselves. Right.
Cam, buddy. Cam, hang on real quick. So ban, no ban, what's your take?
No ban. It's a fool's errand. It's a joke. These people don't know what they're talking about, and they're incapable of making a decision on this. There's no educated decision that they can make on this.
We'll put you down for maybe. Appreciate it, Cam.
I think it was pretty specific about it. Thank you, Cam. I do appreciate it. You know, here's my little take on this. And callers, be patient. We'll get to you as well. 844-967-2789.
Please tell us what you're thinking, Dom.
Any data from me is mine. And if I'm not specifically getting paid for it, you can't use it. How about that law? You know what I mean? All this is bouncing around. What I do, the efforts that I make, the air that I breathe, the food that I eat, the things I click, that all takes my labor and effort. And I'm doing that. And you're sucking that information for free. I want compensation. How about this? Let everyone do what they want and sell whatever they want. But I got to get paid for it.
You do in that the social media is free to you. It entertains you endlessly. Monkey that you are, but you don't have to pay for it. So your payback is letting them know you like a little bit more about you.
It's not enough. It's not enough. I want my pay
Nobody's
for my
asking
labor.
Dom.
But that's what I'm saying. But why are we dancing around? If you're so concerned about
then don't
people's
use
labor,
it.
Then don't track it. If you're going to track it, you must compensate those. It's like working, man. You can't work for free. Oh, you're going to work in a nice building and you get this nice computer. No, man, I want to get
hanging
paid
out,
for my labor.
You want to get paid to hang out on TikTok because they're going to track your followers.
Hey, if you're I'm just looking for compensation, man. It's a labor issue.
That's what an OnlyFans page is for, Dom.
844-967-2789. Connie, we'll get you in. Welcome, Connie. What do you got?
Hey, Connie.
Hi. I was trying to get on last hour and I had to hang up. But I don't do TikTok, so I see it sometimes on other videos, but the debate or not debate for Biden and Trump, I think they should wait until after the conventions. And I know Trump wants to do it now because he's got a little bit of money. He probably won't have much money at all. I mean, as far as his rallies, they should take, you know, those people that hold the rallies, the venues, they should get their money in front and make sure it's a good check.
Oh, yeah. No checks, cash. You can Venmo me.
Thank you, Connie. Appreciate you calling back.
That might also be a reason why Donald Trump's doing less campaign rallies. He stiffed so many venues the last time through.
He still owes money.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Green Bay. They should put Trump in collections. Get behind Letitia James and E. Jean Carroll and others. More Devils. Happier, happy hour. Rolling through it.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is shrinking. At the same time, the state's older population is growing.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association's Ann Zank says the state needs 10% more nurses. Reports say former Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mate includes Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Pizza isn't the only thing Domino's is delivering in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, Domino's Plowing for Pizza campaign has selected Duluth to receive a $25,000 snowplowing grant after a nomination campaign on the program's website. City officials say they plan to use the grant funding on a tablet-based system to give plow operators better access to route instructions. Domino's will award a total of $500,000 of Plowing for Pizza grant funding across 20 different cities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning of an elevated fire danger this week due to the warm temperatures, lack of rain, and low humidity. According to a press release, officials across the state responded to over 90 wildfires in the last week. Most of northwest Wisconsin is currently listed at a very high fire danger, with most counties south of Rusk sitting at high fire danger. Bayfield, Burnett, Washburn, Sawyer, Rusk, and parts of Barron County all have burn restrictions in place through the DNR as well. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. I will never win an argument in my house again. Those are the words of Molly McNerney, who co-exec produced the Oscars broadcast Sunday night. She's also married to host Jimmy Kimmel. People magazine reports that McNerney advised her husband not to read a certain former president's catty tweet out loud at the Oscars because it was too risky. But comedians will be comedians. Kimmel read the tweet and responded with a joke that brought the house down. How does McNerney feel about that? She told People.com she will probably never win an argument in her house ever again. Well, not with that attitude. Speaking of the Kimmel family, Joy Behar apparently loved Jimmy Kimmel's response to Donald Trump's Oscar tweet, so much so that she had to tell him. The View host said she is friends with Kimmel, and when she heard his joke, she thought to herself, comedians rule. Behar says she wanted to let Jimmy know how she felt, so she decided to email him, but unfortunately emailed the wrong Jimmy, emailing Kimmel's late-night adversary, Jimmy Fallon, instead. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky with lows in the low 30s, highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. Friday, looking like a partly sunny sky and highs into the upper 40s. Windy for the weekend with some rain and snow showers. Low 40s Saturday, only low 30s Sunday. Currently 57 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back. Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Happier Happy Hour 2.5 hours in now, Dom.
Yes, yes.
You got three.
It's a 3-hour show now.
It's a 3-hour show
now. Yeah, welcome to it.
At 3, especially if you're listening in the Madison area. Don't show up late for the party.
Don't leave early either. I normally never do.
You know, I am a little concerned that by talking about banning TikTok, we're leaving about 92% of our audience out.
Our older audience.
Older. I am amongst the older audience that doesn't get on the TikTok. So personally, I wouldn't find it harmful, but I'm all down for First Amendment.
Well,
rights.
Okay.
I want more platforms.
It's less about TikTok than it is about what the Congress is trying to do.
Now, if there was some definitive proof that the communist Chinese were taking our information and doing something with it, okay.
But couldn't they, communist Chinese, through a front company, buy that same information from Facebook or Twitter right now?
Well, you could certainly.
I mean, that's what Cambridge Analytica did, right? I mean, come on. I think Cam was right.
You could certainly geo-target them.
Come on.
For a small fee.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems over the top. And ultimately, I don't like anyone telling me what I can and cannot download on my own phone that I own, that I pay for.
It's all porn.
It's not all porn. Porn's free, man. Oh, maybe it's not. Nothing's free, Crudy. They get your data.
844-967-2789. No, I'm sure you clean your browser history enough.
I don't know if that even matters.
I doubt it does. Your VPN knows. Your internet provider knows. Dave from Madison, welcome. What do you got?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, as far as these corporations selling data to the Chinese, we have export controls and we can strengthen them, and they're very effective as far as what we export to other countries, especially our enemies. You know, these companies...
Hang on, Dave. If I may, Dave, real quick, our enemies. I mean, yeah. My iPhone's made in China, man. You know, I mean, it's a hell of a thing to say these are our enemies when, like, all these products we currently buy come from China to begin with. I mean, they're our second largest trading partner after Mexico.
They definitely are a very, very large trading partner, but they're definitely the enemy. You know, the United States and China have... very, very different objectives for the world. We want to, you know, make sure and maintain the Western liberal order and democracy. They definitely don't, and they have their eyes on the 27 million people of Taiwan. And that puts us diametrically built at odds and militarily at odds, too. So we don't only compete with them, but we are enemies, definitely in that sense. As far as these companies, you know, they know more about us than we do. They know how we respond to just about everything. You know, you combine that with, you add on to that data analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, the convergence of all those things. Then you have China having the largest digital surveillance state apparatus in history, and it really becomes a problem. Also, China has the largest investment in artificial intelligence than any other major economy. As far as China selling our debt, you're concerned about that. That's not going to be a problem. In the late, they're experiencing the worst economic crisis that they had since the late 70s.
But Dave, so doesn't that concern you when China takes a downturn and they're used to booming growth, right? Stimulated by the Communist Chinese Party investment. Basically, if you own it, you can print paper money, you can continue to invest. But suddenly they've reined in, they've contracted. They're seemingly in a financial recession of sorts, Dave. Doesn't that concern you that at some point, if they're not the economic giant, you know, they turn on their debtors?
Hey, let them turn on their debtors. I mean, if we're competing with them, you mentioned we're the top competitor. I wouldn't dare do that. I like robust trade, but you know, if they start dumping treasuries, the U.S. dollar, that's going to reduce the value of the Chinese of the renminbi, the yuan, and that's going to result. And they're an export economy. They're an export economy in crisis. That's going to hurt their export competitiveness and their export position in the world. So I really doubt, especially in light of their economic crisis, that they would take on even more economic and financial problems.
Dave, I fear you may be better educated on this topic than I, and therefore I've got to move on.
It was a great call, David. Thank you.
It was very informative. I you know,
but I guess
geopolitics on this level, I'm not playing four level chess with the Chinese. I mean,
it's not like England was, you know, trading with Germany during World War II. They were enemies. You know, there wasn't like there weren't phones being manufactured and sent back and forth.
Well, we're not dropping bombs on
Shanghai.
Well, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. When you say enemy, I think it's a very specific term. I think we need to be careful. Yes, we are
financial rivals.
We are competitors in the global market. We do have different economic and liberal philosophies, certainly. But we also
we owe them a lot of cash,
and we buy a lot of stuff from them. So
then
I mean,
that part's gone.
So we what? We have mutually assured destruction. Is that? Oh, great.
Well, Tammy Baldwin has put forth. Buy American. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, in Milwaukee today, bragging about the Buy American plan, right? And the federal government's making lots of investment in infrastructure. Well, if we started making something here, you know, that would be a good start point, Dom. And you know, sort of a random rant, but it also bothers me that the big box stores can squish out all the little Main Street businesses. Because all that cheap junk made in China is cheaper than the stuff you can buy that's made here in the States. Seemingly, or at least through the power of a big box store, they squeeze out Main Street. And I've noticed one of the large gas station quick convenience store conglomerates yeah. here with the Republican-supporting CEO boss. Have you noticed how much they've jacked up the prices? I mean, Joe Biden talked about shrinkflation. They are jacking up my prices because they own every convenience store. They got every corner in the state of Wisconsin at this point, Dom.
Not in Milwaukee.
A couple of BPs out there.
Not in Milwaukee.
Anywhere here in Madison.
Not in Milwaukee. They won't go to Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. So, you know, just a little Monopoly bashing for good measure, Dom. Annie from Watertown, what do you got?
Hey, Annie.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of everything being made in China, and we just got to start making quality stuff. And what is that called when it's programmed in obsolescence? We got to stop doing that. But I want to talk about something else because I opened my absentee ballot, and I don't know, I thought I was keeping fairly up on things, and there's two referendums or whatever on changing our Constitution again.
Oh yeah, that's the Republican efforts because they think it's a get out the vote mechanism. So you have your ballot, Annie. What are the Republican get out the vote mechanisms that appear on your ballot?
Well, I'm afraid that it will be too inclusive to mean. I mean, there's always drawbacks when they do these things. Very inclusive to. Restrict a lot thing more things than we really want, you know. It's, oh, that sounds good, but then the result isn't that. Use of private funds in election administration.
Well, of course, they're trying to stop the Zuckerbucks, Annie. Now, they take great objection to five democratically run cities that receive these grant funds, but they fail to mention the other 195 Wisconsin towns that also receive the Zuckerbucks because we don't properly fund our elections any longer, and we have to look to outside resources to fund them.
Which is terrible. We should never have to rely on outside resources. Let's use the taxpayer dollars to fund our elections like we do our courts, our army, our everything else.
You know, the big lie stems. I'm sorry, Annie. I was just going to say the big lie stems at least in part from the absentee ballots that are often counted on election day and they come in mass. We see this big absentee ballots, which tend to reflect Democratic voters. They tend to turn the election. Well, do you see the Wisconsin State Senate adjourned for the year without any ballot solutions, without any counting of the absentee ballots? Annie, they're not actually trying to solve anything, but I know you had one more complaint. Well, I'll let you tell us.
It doesn't really say anything about what it is. It says that this should be created to provide that, you know, so like what they're going to, what the referendum judges is like, yes, we want this created. So, I mean, like, so the town hall needs a new machine, everything. We couldn't have a bake sale then, you know, to try to raise funds or, you know, I mean, just what it'll exclude, I don't know, more than it should, but also that there should be a law, you know, election officials only designated by law. Well, that sounds sort of goofy too, because, you know, what kind of restrictions are they going to make, you know, that only this or, I don't know. It's just vague and broad and scary. Both of them.
Annie, the Republicans had the right legislatively to put referendums on the ballot, and they didn't need Tony Evers' blessing to do so. So these issues before you, A, have, well, I shouldn't say that, because actually there's a constitutional referendum on the ballot this year. Mm. And if they passed it twice through the people of the state, well, passed it twice through the legislature, and then had the people of Wisconsin 50+1, well, then it would have the power of law. But all of these referendum efforts this year are really Republicans trying to turn out their base. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak in Wisco Paul for Scherzies. Welcome, Wisco. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. What Annie was talking about there, I mean, I kind of vaguely understand or understood what she's talking about. It sounds like both of them referendums would be a no vote. I'm going to have to dig into it a little
bit
further.
It's, you know, it's always how they phrase them as well. The wording is not very specific sometimes on purpose.
That's correct. Sometimes a no vote is a yes vote. Believe it or not. What I got out of Annie, but I'll double check myself. It sounds like if it's a referendum from the Republicans, I look at it as probably bad. So I'm thinking it's a no on both of them. Hey, and as far as TikTok goes, that's really a hard one there. But the gentleman from the young guy, I guess if I had to make a decision on that, I'd go with his analogy on TikTok, because I don't use it myself. But I know Facebook started out as a good thing, and look where that went politically. I mean, that just, you know, people were, well, I think more people in my generation, they'd read it on Facebook and they go, must be true. And the politics has really gotten crazy on Facebook. So I don't know, all these technologies are really cool in some respects, but then in other avenues, it can be kind of dangerous. Hey, I'll just throw this one in there. If Trump gets reelected, we won't have to worry about any of this because he'll fix it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Paulie.
Thanks, Wisco.
Well, that's always the case with new technologies. I said the same thing about the printing press.
Let's clarify the questions, the referendum questions on the Wisconsin spring ballot. The first one, a majority yes for question one would create a constitutional amendment banning the use of funds donated from private sources for future elections. Generally speaking, conservative groups and those that promote election integrity, air quotes, meaning the most restrictive reading of voting laws, favor a yes on question one. On the opposite side of the spectrum, groups that seek to maximize the opportunity and participation of those who are eligible to vote in our elections favor a no on question one. So let's go no on question one. As to question two, a majority yes vote on question two would restrict the performance of tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums only to election officials. Yet because Wisconsin statutes currently provide that only election officials appointed under the two statutory provisions governing the appointment of election officials may conduct an election, it's unclear how the addition of the provision would enhance Wisconsin's election laws. It's a redundancy, in other words, folks. Unnecessary. They're doing it to boonswoggle you. Come back. I'll never boonswoggle you here on
never.
The Devil's Advocates. Except Dom. I told him there'd only be 2 hours and very little reading.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show. All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something
to
say,
sure?
Hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Yes, I'm sure. Stick around. Busted Pencil's coming up next.
We could refuse to leave. We could just hold down the real estate, do bonus coverage down.
Seems like a lot of work, Rudy.
Yeah, okay. 844-967-2789.
You're doing a lot of hard work, man. What do you got? You're just smiling over there.
I'm grinning. Be careful what you wish for in life, right?
Yeah.
We have speculated once or twice that Donald Trump didn't actually want to win the presidency. And in fact, the fact that he was the president brought additional scrutiny to his unscrupulous
lifestyle,
grifting behavior.
Yes.
And probably put him in a, you know, let's just say a criminal hotspot that he wouldn't otherwise have faced. So be careful what you wish for. RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers, former Packer quarterback, back now being bantered around as a possible vice presidential pick. So suddenly people are digging in to the unsavory side of Aaron Rodgers. Here's what CNN is reporting today. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has confirmed among his potential VP candidates is New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. What a sound choice that would make for the vice presidency. I even heard Clay and Buck today, and Clay is the sportsy guy. He's like, you know, no. you don't name a quarterback as your vice presidential candidate. I mean, remember the guy that Ross Perot showed up with?
Admiral guy? Yeah, poor guy.
Why am I here?
I felt so bad for him.
CNN knows of two people with whom Rodgers has enthusiastically shared these stories. What stories, Dom? In private conversations, he has shared deranged conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings not being real.
Oh, so he's also an Alex Jones listener.
He's following Alex Jones down that rabbit hole, Dom. Alex Jones.
I will eat your ass.
Yeah, that guy. That guy. All right.
Brown was covering the Kentucky Derby. This is one of the journalists making the allegations against Rodgers. Was covering the Kentucky Derby for CNN in 2013 when she was introduced to A-Rod, then with the Green Bay Packers at a post-Derby party. Hearing that she was a journalist with CNN, Rodgers immediately began attacking the news media for covering up important stories, Dom. Rodgers brought up the tragic killing of 20 children and 6 adults by a gunman at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, claiming it was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. When Brown questioned him on the evidence to show this very real shooting was staged, Rodgers began sharing various theories that have been disproven numerous times. Such conspiracy theories also later at the center of lawsuits brought by victims' families when they sued conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, right? He lost like $1 billion. Jones baselessly repeating lies that the 2012 mass shooting was staged and that the families and first responders were crisis actors. That's what Alex Jones called them. Spun multiple lawsuits in a trial which was held in 2022 over lawsuits that were filed in Connecticut. Member families throughout the trial described in poignant terms how the lies had prompted unrelenting harassment against them and compounded the emotional agony of losing their loved ones. Brown, again, this is the journalist telling the story, recalls Rogers asking her if she thought it was off that there were men in black in the woods by the school, falsely claiming those men were actually government operatives. Brown found the encounter disturbing. And Rogers, through one of his agents, declined to comment to CNN. A good time to stop talking, Aaron.
That's hard for him to do.
He'll be on Pat McAfee next week, I'm sure. CNN has spoken to another person with a similar story. This person, to whom CNN has granted anonymity as to avoid harassment, recalled that several years ago, Rogers claimed Sandy Hook never happened. All those children never existed. They were all actors. When asked about the grieving parents, the source recalled Rogers saying, "They're all making it up. They're all actors." Rogers went on to delve into some of the darker caverns of the false conspiracy theory. This person found the encounter disturbing. Why does people find encounters with Aaron Rodgers so disturbing? It's not just the Bears faithful, Dom. Kennedy's campaign, again, RFK Jr.'s campaign, announced Wednesday that the candidate will name his running mate on March 26th. I heard in Berkeley, California. It's now being reported Oakland, California. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, you may not know this, went to Cal State Berkeley. Kennedy told CNN in an interview on Tuesday that he had recently met with Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, about the possibility of joining his campaign. Ooh, Aaron Rodgers, be careful what you wish for if you're having such fun. And I saw another article today. Suddenly the whole political world's talking about Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is saying, "I'm laughing at both sides." Aaron Rodgers, be careful what you wish for, man. I didn't wish harm upon you. When the Achilles heel happened, I wish for a healthy recovery. But this stuff, Aaron, you've lost me, man. What the hell is wrong with A-Rod? What's wrong with this guy?
Well, it's obviously the conspiracy thing is all over. I mean, look, just the right wing is full of it. And maybe we're missing something, Crudy, but he must be listening to Alex Jones. Well, come on. I mean, what a terrible thought that all those people that died. Oh, they never existed. Oh, they were just actors. They were, you know, government, black-coated government agents in the woods. To what? To what end? To ban semi-automatic weapons? I would say that if that would be the case, it kind of failed in that regard. A-Rod, man, that's not good.
Do you think he takes this job? If offered, will he accept? If nominated, will he serve?
With the ego that he has? Absolutely. Take me home, Crudy.
Paradise City. I love this song. It's a good way to end the show. Every day when you listen, it's like being in your own Paradise City. Don't forget, 3 hours a day now in Madison, my hometown. Dom, he will join occasionally.
Hey, thank you, Joe Zepecki.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joe. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you all for listening. Busted Pencils is next. Bam!
Yowza. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas.
through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden's in Milwaukee to introduce a new economic strategy. It's aimed at revitalizing